UNC Radio, you are on the air. Hello.
Chlorate.
And that sounds like Joe. Well done. And can you tell us what it means?
I can, but that's going to cost you about $10.
I work in UNC Radio. I don't have ten. I have 10 cents to my name, Joe.
David can start a Kickstarter to raise that money.
Oh man! And by the way, chlorate is an anion. In case you were wondering about that, I didn't know you know that. How are you doing, Joe?
Well, Joe, to be honest, I really wasn't wondering, but I'm gonna file that under information that will never ever come in handy.
You can't never say never. Never say never. We could have a nuclear holocaust.
You can say never.
Yeah, and we'll all be, they'll be pouring chlorate on our bodies to get our smells away after Kim Jong-un nukes us. So how was your New Year?
That's the kind of thing a cult does.
Well, pretty much. How are you, Joe?
Doing fine.
Mazel. Now, Joe has the life that I want, because... He's got a real radio job at a real radio station. Where are you now? Joe?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I guess there must be a lag or a delay of some sort. So where, what station are you on? Okay, we can just do this another time. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, cool. What station are you on?
I work at several stations, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
So
yeah.
I work basically all the time.
Are you on an ESPN network at the moment? Because I see pictures of you with ESPN people.
Well, I work, let's see, 1, 2, 3, I think I work technically for 4 different stations. One company that owns a bunch of stations, and another out by where I live, where I worked... a couple years ago, before moving to Pennsylvania.
How do you like it in Penn?
Well, Pennsylvania was not great.
Oh.
But I'm glad to be back up here in central New York, which is what I consider home.
Cool. Are you, so you're near your folks? With your folks?
Actually, my parents moved to Indiana several years ago.
Oh.
But I am close to, or geographically speaking, close with my dad's extended family. I went down there for Thanksgiving. I was going to go down there for Christmas, but I ended up getting really sick, so I stayed home that weekend.
By the way, notice how...
You know what it was? It was the...
Did you inhale chlorate? Was that the issue, Joe?
That may have helped. That could have helped.
Notice how Joe is talking now. We knew him when he was a kid. We knew him was like 16
Joe
years old.
A baby.
And he was, you know, he talked really fast, and he was just learning the ropes. Now he's such a measured professional broadcaster because he's been doing it so long. I still ramble and talk like an idiot, but you're so professional now.
We've known each other so long, Dave, that I remember when I was your height.
Oh, that's hilarious! Hilarious. It almost makes me sorry I molested you.
Dave, on a personal note, I know we haven't seen each other in, I don't even want to guess how many years, but I have followed what you've done. You've done some really good things with your show out there in Colorado.
And, thank you.
And I wish you and Joyce another year of happiness and well wishes.
Happiness and good health to you as well. How's you know, I do follow you on Facebook, so sometimes you're single, sometimes you're not, and sometimes you're complaining about being single, and sometimes you're complaining about being in a relationship. So where are you at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I am where I usually am, which is in a state of perpetual misery.
Ah, there you go. Oh, boy. Welcome to my club. Yeah. Why miserable?
Shortly, I spent... most of the last couple of years just working on myself.
With your left hand, I imagine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a lot better and ready to see what happens this year.
Okay, Mitt Muscle. So,
Joe, there's a thing called Tinder.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I do.
And by the way, Joe is a good-looking guy. He's are you in your 30s? No. Are you in late 20s or did you hit 30 yet?
I turned 34 in April.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So we didn't know him when he was that young. We knew him in his early 20s.
College age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And have you opened?
This shows you how long we've known each other, Dave, because when you started your show, I think, back in 2002, 2003, I was only 2 or 3 years into my career at that point.
Yeah.
So I was still in my early 20s. So that shows you, Dave, how long we've actually known each other.
Oh, yeah. You were a baby sproutlet.
Oh.
And now you're creeping it towards middle age, you know. So let me ask you. This is
Back then, all of my hair was brown, and I could not grow a beard.
Yeah, he has a beard now. True. So don't tell me you're not going gray, are you?
Yes, I am. I started getting gray hairs probably about
as soon as you met me
6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, wow, man. Well, so not only women is he single and good looking and has a professional media job, but he's distinguished. He's got gray hairs. He's got gray pubes. I'll bet.
Tell Joe he should start wearing the jacket.
Yeah, that's you need the.
I could tell you, down there it has been untouched by time,
and untouched by women for the past 3 years, too. I'm sorry. Now let me ask you, Joe. One thing I've always wanted to change about you, because we changed your political leanings. You were a crazy right-wing Republican when we met you, and we pushed you left of center, at least a bit. I'm proud of that. Joyce is even more proud of it.
You know what happened? I'm proud of anyone having progression in life here.
Yeah, and we pushed you to trying chlorine. But here's the deal. The other question I wanted, though, is that when we knew you, your diet was so limited. It was burgers and fries. Have you opened your palate and your stomach up to foreign foods, Mexican, Japanese, Chinese, etc., or do you still like burgers and fries, you know?
I would say my palate has become maybe a little more refined over the years. I've been more willing to try new things. But, you know, I'm in many ways, Dave and Joyce, I'm still the same guy I was way back when we first started working together.
Well, that's
all
tragic.
Those years ago. I will say this. Obviously, you pointed out one of the big differences is in my politics. Here I am at the beginning of 2018, basically a card-carrying member of the resistance and aboard the hashtag impeach Trump train.
Oh, but whoa, impeach is even far for me. Why would you want to impeach him as opposed to just get through the next 3 years and unseat him through a vote?
I think the biggest threat right now is his mental instability.
So buy into the book.
Someone the slightest criticism means he might blow up half the world. And
that's
that's a threat that ought to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And the 25th Amendment ought to be implemented immediately.
Oh, my God.
Joe, you're so different than you were when you were a young one, Joe.
Now, did you read the big book, Fire and Fury?
This is the benefit of age, I guess, and getting older and reading more and listening to talk radio less.
Oh, well, yeah. But here's, you don't do political radio, right? What kind of radio do you do, by the way?
I heard Joe covering curling the one time we were watching curling.
curling?
I produce a lot of sports now. I do a lot of producing in sports radio. I do some music radio.
Ooh.
I ventured away from politics and talk radio. One, to give myself a break,
sure.
And two, it's nice to do something a little different that requires a different, I guess you could say, a different skill set.
Well, good for you. I mean, I'm so proud of all you have accomplished and so ashamed of how little I've accomplished in this world.
I don't have a violin, hold on.
But in your capacity playing music and doing those other kinds of radio things, do you get to talk politics, or do you have to leave it out the door and not even mention it at all?
He's a producer, David.
He
produces.
No, I don't mention it. We do around the office. The conversation comes up quite a bit, or the topic, I guess I should say, of politics will come up a bit here in this company where I am right now. It's kind of split right in the middle. You've got a lot of people who are fellow travelers, I guess you could say, and others who are very much in the Trump camp, or at the very least in that Republican camp, not necessarily Trump supporters.
So
there's a lot of conversations.
Do they have Trumpy?
I'm sorry?
Do they have Trumpy bears?
Oh, you haven't seen this, Trump?
Not that I've ever seen.
Oh, you know what we're talking about, right? The Trump.
No, I don't.
Whoa.
Oh!
If you Google the words Trumpy bear.
After our show is over.
It's a teddy bear that has an American flag that comes out of its.
It's a TV commercial, and no one can tell if it's parody or strange. They've intentionally structured it that way.
Hang on, Dave Joyce, hang on one second.
He's going to Google Trumpy Bear now.
Hey, Sam, I'm
here. Can't believe you haven't seen this.
This is Joe. I got here about a half hour ago.
Oh, are you at the radio station?
Sure. I would love to go home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start. Hang around. I thought he was still talking to me.
He said, hold on a minute. He's at work.
Yeah, don't mind us. We're just doing live radio here.
Sorry about that, guys.
Let me fix this again. There we go. So, let's overhear Joe at work. Joe's in the process of getting fired. Live on the air.
Don't say that.
Oh, gee whiz.
Who's there? Hello? Don't mind us. Hello, who else is talking to Joe there?
I think it's the voices he knows.
Yeah, the voices in Joe's head.
Voices, Carrie. It was okay. It kind of disappeared. Yeah,
Joe, are you... Is,
no,
is he
he's gone.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Call back, I guess. Hello? Yep, okay. Well, thanks to Joe Salzone for calling.